This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Pig. P-I-G. Pig. Text the word pig to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance at $1,000. That number again is 72881. One lucky national winner is going to get $1,000. Message and data rates apply. Pig is this hour's code word. I wanted to quickly check in with Hooman on the stair climb he's doing for first responders, post-traumatic stress. You've done this a couple years in a row. It's 52 flights.
That's correct, everyone. I'm going to be running 52 flights. I'm going to be 1,200 stairs. And for those of you who are just tuning in for the first time hearing about this, if you go to RadioAls.com, you'll see a picture of me in a firefighter uniform. Mm. Click on that picture.
Turnout.
And you will see a place where you can donate. Right now, Team Alice is in first place.
Yay!
Thank you very much.
Where are we at?
We're $4,359. Just want to give a quick shout out to Audie and Brian and Sherry and Andrew and Molly. They all recently donated to us.
Awesome.
Your efforts have not gone unnoticed, Hooman. I actually have a note here. Somebody mailed us a letter. Hooman, I want to thank you and your team at Alice for dedicating your time and energy to this important cause. All the best at the stair climb. Hopefully you can beat last year's place, 60th. He says you got 60th place.
Yeah, I'm not going to beat that.
Top 50 would be better if you could do that.
It's tough,
come on, Hooman.
This is actually from a man by the name of John Robertson, who is a sheriff in Napa County. And he is on the line with us right now. Good morning, Sheriff Robertson.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good, thank you. So you listen to the show and you've heard that Hooman is going to these Herculean efforts to raise money for post-traumatic stress for first responders.
I've listened to Hooman talk about it for several days now.
And well, it motivated you. You heard his appeal. And, of course, you work closely with these people. And so you sent us this letter. And there was something in the letter. Did you want to tell Hooman what's in the letter?
Well, I threw a check in there, and I really want to thank Hooman, and I want to thank you guys and Alice Radio for supporting the needs of law enforcement, firefighters, EMS, and our dispatchers. They've been working super hard these last couple of years, but not more than they've been working. They've been working super hard these last several months.
Right.
Absolutely.
You've been very generous. You want to tell Hooman what you've donated to his fundraising efforts?
Thank you.
Well, I think it's a check for $750.
That is what it's for.
Get him over the $5,000 mark.
I did that math too, John.
Nice. Thank you so much, John. It's incredibly generous.
Absolutely, Hooman. Thank you very much.
Oh, my pleasure. Really, it's really a fun community-driven event because last year when we did it, they had a bunch of bagpipers out there. They had a bunch of police officers and firefighters. You know, the national anthem, just the rallying.
It's everybody, a big deal.
Yeah, everybody was there supporting it. And, you know, we're part of a bigger organization, Entercom. So everyone from KCBS and The Game and 102.1 and Live 105 will all be there as well.
So. Well, you guys have created a culture of commitment, and that's kind of what we're all about up here in the North Bay. And I just really want to thank you again.
Well, we really want to thank you for this very generous contribution, and I would like to say that thanks for sending your business card. I'll be putting that in my wallet in case I ever get pulled
that's
over.
That's mine.
Possession is 9/10 of the law.
I think the envelope is written to me, so.
Hold on, let me look.
From my kids, it doesn't work very well.
Right. Exactly right. Funny.
I'm still keeping it. John Robertson,
thanks
everybody.
A lot,
Sheriff.
John. Thanks, John.
Napa County.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, John. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for what you do, and thanks for making the morning a great great commute.
Oh, thanks. I'm going to put you on hold. Yuzi wants to talk to you.
All right.
Hold on. So isn't that nice, Hooman? You got a nice check here from John Robertson.
Hey, Hooman.
He's actually talking to the sheriff right now to thank him.
So someone wrote in with an opinion about something.
Oh.
And I don't know how extensive the interview process is when he goes out to get guest movie reviewers. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he spoke with Christy Yamaguchi.
Oh, she was there at the screening with us.
Yeah, he actually called me that night.
Oh, so wait. So that wasn't put together in advance. He just said when he saw her, hey, would you like to come in?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct. And yeah. They're good friends already before.
This is for you,
so.
Oh,
yeah, I'm back.
Okay, hey, I have a question for you. So someone wrote in, 415 wrote this. I don't care how good Margot Robbie is. I refuse to watch a movie that sympathizes with that sore loser thug chick. And I'm like, what is she doing? So that I had to think about it. Margot Robbie did that I, Tonya movie, which put almost a semi-excusable...
A very sympathetic view of Tonya's role in the clubbing of Nancy Kerrigan's leg.
And I wonder what Christy Yamaguchi thinks of I, Tonya. She would have to have an opinion,
certainly.
Right?
Certainly.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. One thing about Christy is that she is the least controversial person.
Oh.
And so she'll never say.
She'll never say, and she always...
We'll ask her anyway, Vin.
Yeah, ask her. I mean...
Ask if she saw the movie. I mean, that's interesting. It's about ice skating. I'm sure she was interested.
And when you look online, if you type in... I was telling... you said this morning. If you type in Tonya Harding, Nancy Kerrigan, Christy Yamaguchi, there are a ton of pictures of those three pictured together. A lot
they
online.
They probably came up together, right? They're the same age
group.
Yeah,
they did come up together.
What year did Nancy win her gold? I mean, Christy.
Christy? 1992, I think.
That's when it was. It was right around those times. Maybe a little later than that was Tonya, but...
Yeah, 92.
Wow. Well, yeah, I mean, I'm sure she has opinions. As whether
but it's
or not
interesting
she'll
share that
them.
Someone texted that in because I did, while watching that movie, think, oh, so it's her mom's fault that she... Oh, it's
and
everybody's
the Jeff
fault,
guy.
But Tonya's fault that
she didn't
this
even
went
know.
Down. Right. Nice.
Didn't one of the women from that movie win an Academy Award?
Yeah, the mother.
The mother, yeah. What's her name?
Oh, Allison Janney.
Yeah. Yep.
Was Margot Robbie nominated or not?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
She was great.
But it was a sympathetic look at someone.
Absolutely.
Oh, she was nominated for Best Actress.
She was?
Yeah. It got, so the winner was Allison Janney, and then it also
for
won.
For supporting.
It was nominated for Best Film Editing, too.
Anyway, we'll find all that out at 9:15 when we peek for the week. Christy Yamaguchi coming in to review Crazy Rich Asians with Hooman and Brin. And right. Boy, guys, brace yourselves. Apparently this intro is going
to
be astounding.
I cannot wait to
These guys
hear
are
it.
Giddy over it. They're running around. Hooman has asked us to turn off our mics, sit back, and just enjoy it and not make any noise during
Brin
the...
doesn't seem giddy. Brin seems like he's been overworked.
Yeah.
Luckily,
sure.
I gave him nothing today, so...
Well, on the air, you gave me tons, right?
Well, right. Hey, can you... Can you see if you can
What about
find...
that song? You got that one ready?
Yeah. Well, you know, songs don't seem like much problem for you. Hey, guys, love.
Hey.
Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande seem to have it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He lives with her in New York. They've been together, I don't know, 2 months. Hasn't been long. Let's stay together. I think they've already passed the mark I said they'd break up by. I think I said August 10th.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. He... is not the breadwinner in that relationship. I don't know what you make on Saturday Night Live, and he's been on there for a few seasons.
You do okay, but
sure.
You know,
and I'm sure he tours with
I think the hope is it leads you to movies.
Right.
Yeah.
But she's worth kajillions of dollars, and so she's the one who bought their $16 million apartment.
No surprise there. Have you heard her sing?
Oh, my God.
Like, she can like
really, an angel.
She can really do it.
She really can. He sat down with GQ and did a little interview, and he said, yeah, she bought their $16 million New York City pad, which was a question that didn't need to be asked. But, you know, I guess you got to cover all your bases. He says, she's really sweet. She's like, this is our house. And I'm like, you're very nice for saying that. Thank you for letting me stay here. She's like, we're getting married. And I'm like, I know. Thank you for letting me stay here. They're still decorating. They need some forks. It's like we have 6 beanbags, but we have no forks. You know what I mean? We're learning how to be adults. We're having a really fun time. They got engaged after only a few weeks of dating. He proposed with a $93,000 pear-shaped diamond, but he revealed that their engagement could have happened even faster than that. The day I met her, I was like, hey, I'll marry you tomorrow. She was calling my bluff. I sent her a picture of engagement rings. I was like, do you like any of these? She was like, those are my favorite ones. And I was like, sick. So that's happening. They're in love.
Good for them.
Yeah. Well, when he moves out, she'll still have that $16 million apartment.
I mean, I understand. Here's the thing. I understand that feeling. I've had it before. I've had it multiple times. That feeling like this person is so smoking hot and I am so taken by them. I couldn't imagine not boning her.
Yeah.
I never want to not bone her.
Mm-hmm. I will marry her right now.
Well, no, that's not. Oh, that's where that ends. Yeah. That's where I think like it would be
her.
So great. Well, yes, I'm that's so in love. Went. I love it. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. We're great together. Mm-hmm. We're a perfect fit. But he went to the jewelry store. That's where you pump the brakes, dude.
Or jump in.
All right.
Both feet.
Well, he's
hold
got
your
Ariana
nose.
Grande.
That's
and,
right.
And that's a pretty good score. Good for him.
She just recently did a carpool karaoke with James Corden, too.
They say it's great.
Well, she's an amazing singer.
Right.
We've heard that before. But she does an impression of Celine Dion.
Oh.
You interested in hearing
sure,
that?
Absolutely. Right. Why not?
It's good.
That was amazing.
That's really good.
Yep.
She goes on Jimmy Fallon a lot, mm-hmm. and they play that like where you have to sing some song, but in the voice of some
like
someone
Britney,
else,
Mariah,
right? Like they spin Christina, the wheel, and yeah. it's row 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 your boat in the spirit of Britney Spears, and she just nails them one after the other. They're so funny.
Almost as if they're rehearsed, right?
Almost as
like
if
they plan it out in advance.
Yeah,
well, whatever. I mean, sure they try to make it look like. I mean, people fall for those
sure.
bits. But it's still really good.
Oh, my God. She's amazing. I mean, there she is sitting in that chair just doing it. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
I actually really liked, and I bet it was planned too, but that little moment with Nicki Minaj and Stephen Colbert was really neat.
Yeah. It
I
was
liked
very
it.
Cute.
I wonder if that was planned. Cause that
it had
day,
to be.
Sure.
That day when I watched her live videos pop up. So Instagram, they have these live videos, and it'll pop up and say, so-and-so is going live. And I never watched these things, but Nicki... She went live, and I was like, okay, sure. I just hit the button, and 60,000 people are followed, like watching in that moment immediately. And she's like getting ready. She's walking through the crowds, and she's like, I'm about to go on Colbert. I have no idea what I'm going to say. I have no idea what I'm going to blah, blah, blah. And she's walking through these crowds. Everybody's screaming Nicki at her. She goes by, going to her dressing room, uh-huh. and people are like taking off her jacket for her.
Oh.
She's showing behind the scenes, and it's really cool. So from that perspective, I thought maybe she didn't plan all that, and maybe... But who knows? Maybe she had a moment with the producer to
smoke and mirrors, Bryn. That's
right.
that's
they
a business.
They supposedly on those talk shows, there's a whole pre-interview process. Like, what
sure.
do you want to talk about? Mm-hmm. You know, here's some of the stuff he's thinking about. So they've at least planted the seed, at the very least. But yeah, the Fallon stuff definitely seems like you couldn't really throw that. Although, you know what? She just rolls with it. Ariana Grande. We started talking about her. But I wanted to mention just quickly, we did this an hour ago. But speaking of great singers, Aretha Franklin has left the building. She is
did
dead
you,
at
did
76.
Did you hear that this is the day that the anniversary of Elvis'
it
death?
It is. He died on this date in 1977, which is also kind of a... And actually, today's Madonna's 60th birthday.
60.
I know. 60's crazy. I was trying to figure out, like, when she really broke big was my first year of college. So she would have been probably 26, 27 at that point, and now 60. It happens fast.
Wait, you were in college when Madonna broke?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
You would have been younger than that.
No. 84 I went to college. And that was when, I want to say that first record, Borderline, was on there. And she might have had one song before that, but that was when she broke. Like, that was the year that, like, all of a sudden everyone was wearing the netting and, you know, looking like Madonna.
Huh?
I remember that. Yeah, I think I was in senior year, I think.
Yeah.
And I
remember right.
everyone
you were a year behind
yeah.
me. All of a sudden, I was like, oh, this Madonna chick, very influential. anyway, Aretha Franklin, 76 years old. She passed. I'm not sure if it was this morning or last night. And I'm not seeing a time, but she'd been having health problems for the last decade. And she actually, they say, at the last appearance she made at Elton John's fundraiser, I want to say back in November, she was half of her old self. She was very skinny. And you said she weighed about 86 pounds when she passed.
Away.
That's tiny. And celebrities top to bottom, everybody is sending their condolences via Twitter and Instagram. God, I only have a couple minutes here. There's a couple things I've been wanting to get to for a couple days, actually. I'm going to set them aside here. This one is just a crazy story. So when we were kids, we're the old people, Different Strokes was on.
To the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you might not be right for some.
A man is born, he's a man of dreams.
If you've ever heard the expression, what you talking about, Willis?
Nothing but the jeans.
That is about Todd Bridges. Willis is the older brother of Arnold. And Todd is, he really hasn't done much since then.
Well, he got in a lot of trouble for a while there.
Except when he gets in trouble. So he's got an ex-girlfriend now who just got a restraining order against him. Oh, sorry. I don't mean to crank it up for whom we can sing.
Oh, yeah. And together we'll be fine. Yeah. Different strokes.
Yes, it does.
It takes different strokes through the world.
Good job, Uman. That's going to sound great on the podcast without the third-party audio.
Hey, he was born in San Francisco.
Todd Bridges?
Yeah. What his bio says.
So an ex-girlfriend of Todd Bridges claims he threatened her on various occasions with weapons ranging from a crossbow to a taser, and now she's afraid for her life. Her name is Tiffany Wolf. She got a temporary restraining order against Todd Bridges, Willis, from the Facts of Life, barring the former child star from coming within 100 yards of her or her pets. More on them in a bit. According to Tiffany Wolf, she met him on a dating site, and during their second date, he, quote, took out a taser and zapped it several times inches from my face. Apparently, that was not enough to make her stop dating him. She continued to see Todd and claims the first time she spent the night at his house, he showed her a crossbow and quickly removed the gun and bullets from underneath his pillow. She claims Bridges told her he beats up homeless people that try to break into his house. A few weeks later, Bridges pointed the crossbow at her and then 2 weeks later pulled a gun on her dog because he thought someone was breaking in. So he almost shot her dog. She also claims he said he had shot someone before and did not know whether they lived or died. No other context to that comment. I don't know if he was staking out or shot someone random and ran away or what. She says she ended things in May and claims that in the beginning of July, he started harassing her on Twitter. She says she got harassing messages from him and also from his best friend who started tweeting about her. As a result, she says she broke out in shingles and has gone on anti-anxiety meds.
Wow.
I am in fear for my life now because I know Todd is mentally unstable and has weapons, including a crossbow. He says he has so he can, quote, sneak up on people, and a small loaded gun. He's been ordered to stay 100 yards away from her and from her cat and dog. She fears he might harm them in retaliation for my police report and restraining order request. If this all sounds familiar, it's because he claimed the same thing in his request against a different woman last week for a restraining order. Todd Bridges claims his porno ex-girlfriend, Melissa Hill, has been harassing him since they split up. He believes Hill will attack my dog if she's not able to get me. She could easily throw poison food over my fence. This sounds just like a party. Todd Bridges, some source close to him, says he hasn't seen this woman, Tiffany Wolf, in months. He believes she's working with his ex-girlfriend, the porno star, to harass him.
Mm.
He says, yes, I do have a crossbow, but I've never used that to threaten her. So that's what's going on with the Different Strokes
guy. I don't know what to make of that. What do you say?
I say where there's smoke, there's fire. This dude's definitely crazy.
That sounds fishy.
It does. It's, you know.
So avoid Todd Bridges.
That is great advice, Vinny. This is your learning moment for the morning. Todd Bridges approaches you on a dating site. Just say no. I know it's tempting to date a star or a former star, but don't do it. DJ Khaled. He's got a 1-year-old son that he parades around everywhere.
That kid's still only one?
He's one now.
Oh.
Asad Khaled is
all right.
His name.
He has a clothing line, right?
He does. He's got everything. And he rides around in like a golden chariot.
I know, he carries him like he's his little chihuahua or something.
Right. Yeah, DJ Khaled.
Credit to him. He's good. You know what? Most guys don't want to be around their kids that much.
No,
so
this
good
guy,
for him.
He is the little prince.
Yeah.
He's actually going to turn 2 in October.
Okay. I knew he was older than that.
Well, he's walking around. So Asad made an appearance at a kid's Foot Locker in New York City's Times Square on Wednesday to promote his Jordan Times Asad collection. and flash a diamond timepiece that's worth $34,000.
Jesus.
This kid's walking around with. Khaled bought this Rolex for his son back in May. The whole experience happened in an Instagram video, if you're concerned. Everything is for my son. It's what I work hard for. I don't even know if the kid knows how to tell time.
That's the first thing I thought when I saw that story.
It's not digital, right?
My kid's four. She still doesn't really understand the difference between a minute and an hour and 2 hours. How long is that? Well, it's longer than an hour. Right. But how long is that?
Yeah. It's about as long as Frozen.
They don't know.
Which it probably is.
Of course he doesn't know how to tell time.
Yeah. Well, he's not even two. He doesn't even probably really talk yet. Anyway, that's what DJ Khaled's up to, so... Your $34,000 college tuition bill is wrapped around his kids.
I'm sure that kid will be so well adjusted.
I'm sure.
A really nice person.
I'm sure he'll be really down to earth and just a regular guy.
Right.
What's going on, Vin?
Great news, Sarah.
Oh.
You can green light that I Love Vinny neck tattoo you've been wanting to get.
Oh, great.
I'll tell you why after these. Okay.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We will take caller number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. That's our phone number, 800-400-3697. Also our text line in case Vinny doesn't say it clearly later. Caller number 9 right now, 800-400-3697, gets a pair of tickets to see Lindsey Stirling and Evanescence live in concert with a full orchestra September 5th at Shoreline Amphitheater. Tickets are on sale now at livenation.com. If you want to check it out, be caller 9 right now, 800-400-3697.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Check out our station's website. It's a beauty.
It's a doozy.
Right. You're going to love it. Here's what's happening. I want to mention one more time, if my math is correct, the Oakland A's have a chance to take over first place in baseball against the World Series champs.
Right.
Houston is at the top of their division right now. The A's are 2 games back, and they play 3 starting tomorrow at home here in Oakland. That's the ticket.
Well, the fact that they're playing together must mean, like, if they win 3 and the Houston loses 3, then they would be in the lead, wouldn't they?
It seems right.
I think your math sounds
solid.
All
be correct.
I don't know how all that stuff works, though.
But you never do know, and I'm just trying to cover all my bases so some texter doesn't blow a gasket trying to correct me.
Just relax, everyone.
It's possible I could be wrong. It happens from time to time. But still, the hot ticket this weekend, the A's.
Yeah. Go support them.
They're
go
2
buy
games
a ticket.
Back of first place, guys.
Right.
Come on.
Yeah, fill that stadium up. I hate seeing the tarps when you see the highlights from the game. The whole top section's tarped off. Oh.
Sarah, I like your idea about the neck tattoo.
Oh, that was my idea, huh?
Yeah, I do like your idea. Mm-hmm. It's neat.
Yeah, I'm getting an I Heart Vinny tattoo on my neck, apparently.
According to a new study out of the University of Miami, tattoos aren't hurting people's chances at getting jobs anymore. There was one time when we were young when people would tell you, your parents or teachers or whoever, you better not tattoo up your arms or you're never going to get hired anywhere. Mm. Now, it doesn't matter at all.
Well, I do want to say, though, that there are some people who take things a little too far.
Well, I'll tell you that Tekashi 6ix9ine guy with the 6ix9ine on his forehead.
He better hope this music thing works out for him.
And the 6ix9ine on his neck with the wings.
What a
ding bang. I mean, my goodness, that is... So you go by 6ix9ine and you've tattooed it all over the front of you. Mm. All right.
Can I see the back? What's going on there?
Okay. I mean, that's not very creative. It's just your handle right there on your face and on your neck.
You're setting the expectations for dates very high as well, sir.
It's a good one. I like that line.
Thank you.
Anyway, they say they found that people with tattoos, were just as likely to get hired at fair salaries as people without them.
Yeah.
And in some cases, they say they even found that having tattoos help people get jobs, possibly as a sign of someone being more creative.
I see. I guess it just comes down to what the tattoo is, where it is. You know, if you've got always tired underneath your eyes, you might not work out as the nighttime security guard.
One of my friends, his mom said, what are you going to do when you know, with those tattoos as you grow older? And he was like, Mom, first of all the people have tattoos now, and second of all, I'll be with all the people with tattoos in the old folks' home. We'll all be the same. Old people with tattoos. Who cares? What's the difference? Mom was just dumbfounded and walked away, I guess.
Yep.
Great.
Yeah. It's the guys who put, like, and girls. I mean, this is equal opportunity. Mm-hmm. It's the people who have, like, the bumps, the pickle bumps all over their heads from the beads that they get implanted. And then they've got, like, the giant, their nostrils have been enlarged. And they've got that huge horn coming out of there. They've got the 12-gauge ears or whatever that's called. And they've got, like, I hate everyone tattooed on their cheeks. And, you know, like, devil hands coming up their neck to grab them by the face to pull them down to hell. You know, those are the people that I think might still have a bit of a problem when they walk into Wells Fargo looking for a job.
Well...
But I could be wrong. You know, what do I know? I don't hire people all the time. So maybe the HR guy there is like, dude, you're going to fit right in.
Well, listen, you can't say much. You've got a big, giant eyeball and an anatomically correct heart.
And a picture of your face on my neck. It's right. True. You know, I've got a job, though. I mean,
that's true.
For now.
Right.
Maybe the Intercom people will be like, sorry, neck tattoos just do not fly at Intercom. You're out, Sarah.
Darn what are you it. Talking about?
Darn it all, Vinny.
That's camaraderie.
Oh, that because I'm supporting you?
Yeah.
Well, go to Intercom and make the argument for me.
I'll do it.
Why don't you clear that with them first and see if I can do it?
I'll text Susan in
we'll
a few
get your
minutes.
Guy dirt
I've got
to
a break to finish, but I've got a number sure. to someone big in the company.
He'll definitely forget in the next 6 minutes.
Anyway, oh, by the way, gold medalist Christy Yamaguchi coming up in just a few minutes, everyone.
Yeah, she's reviewing Crazy Rich Asians with Hooman and Brent. Stand by for an amazing intro, everyone.
There's a 38-year-old guy named Adam Winger.
Oh, Kip Winger's little brother?
No. He was the library director in North Logan, Utah, but he was busted earlier this year for embezzling $89,000 worth of library funds, which he used to buy gift cards so he could buy stuff in a mobile game called Game of War Fire Age.
Oh, he spent almost $90,000 on some video game?
This is the game that Kate Upton used to do the ads for.
Oh, yeah. I just can't believe a public library is seeing $89,000
well,
in funds
these isn't
days.
That the deal with these games, though? They're making bank with these upgrades.
In-app purchases, yep.
That's the big
so
hook.
People who are addicted to them are spending way more money than they think they are.
Didn't you spend a bunch of money on one of those games?
Yeah. Pokemon I was spending a lot. Oh, actually, I've spent more than just on Pokemon. I used to spend
Bejeweled.
Like
and,
how much?
You know...
Could you have bought a house with that money?
Absolutely
like
not.
Like a couple hundred?
Yeah, under $1,000. I mean, it was,
damn.
You know. But
it adds
I played
up quick.
For, they do add up quick. You'd be surprised.
And you were on Bejeweled Blitz for at least 2 years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you were on Pokemon for at least a good year.
Yeah, a year.
Yeah.
Probably spent a couple $100 on Pokemon.
What?
What?
Do you spend money, Bryn?
No, I used to go with you every day. I never spent money.
Yeah. I can't remember. Maybe I didn't spend it on it. What could you buy with Pokemon?
Sandwiches? Did you get a lot of sandwiches?
No, there was no food.
No.
I'd remember that. Mm-hmm. I don't. Maybe I didn't spend money on Pokemon.
I know. I think you bought bags. You can get bags to put stuff in, right?
I did,
yes.
Right? Because you could upgrade your bag. You could carry more monsters. You could carry more items. You could actually buy items.
And
when
your health went down, you could rejuvenate your life.
You get those lucky eggs.
Yeah,
oh, I forgot.
Right.
There were plenty of
in-app
purchases. My bad. I forgot.
But no sandwiches.
No.
Stupid.
Nothing in the physical world. Really bad.
Adam got caught and he was just sentenced to 30 days in jail and has to pay back $78,000 to the library and do community service.
Why only $78,000?
I guess because that's maybe what he's got. I don't know. I don't know what the deal is.
Oh, boy.
Maybe some of that gets worked off on community service and some of that is for time served in jail. I'm not sure. I don't know.
Well, there's a guy whose wages are going to be garnished for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
A woman in Manhattan was sick of waiting for a train the other day ago and sent a very R-rated tweet to the MTA offering sex for faster service.
Oh.
Her tweet said, whose blank do I have to blank to get a train around here?
Oh.
Then she was surprised when it only took 2 minutes for someone to respond.
And they were like, we'll be right there.
Good morning. Where are you waiting? Which train are you waiting for? And what is your direction of travel? So it sounded like someone was coming for
All right, the train's about to get here.
For the lady to blank their blank.
Mm-hmm.
Their tweet it also included initials, so JP, it sounds like, was coming for his blankety blank.
All right. And she was just glad her train was coming.
Anyway, a spokesman for the train service says they were just trying to be helpful. No one wanted any blanks done to their blank. Huh? Their goal is always to have 100% response rate. And they just wanted her to know that we hear you and you don't.
Oh, I thought JP maybe stood for, you know, something police.
Oh, no, no,
no. I thought she was going to get arrested for sending.
No, the service was just trying to say, hey, we want you to get your train.
No. You don't have to blank anybody.
No blanks. No blankety blanks need to be blanked.
Yeah. Well.
It's nice to know people are listening.
I think she was just being impatient.
Hmm. I mean, I don't normally ride public transit, but when I have, I'm the guy out in the street, looking down the street, waiting for the bus.
Where is it?
Oh, my God. I can see for miles and miles, and I don't see a bus. Mm.
Sometimes when people are waiting, I want to go, it's a couple blocks away. Don't worry.
I passed it back there. You should do that, because I can imagine.
Right.
It's rough.
Yeah.
That waiting.
Yeah.
When the hardest part. When you don't see anyone coming for you.
Mm-hmm. People say.
It's so true. I'm waiting on a baby right now to drop, and man, is it rough.
Baby Watch 2018.
Give us a hint, a clue, something, kid. Smoke signals, anything.
81818.
That's the day you want.
All right. We're having it this Saturday. I'm hopeful. I think that's a great day to be born.
A cop outside Phoenix recently got fired after he was caught using his chest cam to make a sex tape. Mm. Is that wrong?
Yeah.
It is?
Well, I mean, is it a willing participant?
Yeah.
I still think maybe it's, where does that video feed to?
That's probably the problem.
Yeah.
I mean, he should have just used his phone. We all have those.
Yeah, take your... Maybe the woman wanted him to be in his uniform, though.
Maybe.
You know?
The four-minute video was recorded last year and shows him sitting in his office with his uniform on, but no pants.
Oh.
And there's a naked woman, you know.
Doing stuff.
You knowing him.
Yeah.
Huh. They also found...
Blanking is blank.
36 gigabytes of photos on his work computer hard drive, including pornography and selfies of his man area.
Oh, well, you know, you got to keep taking them until you get the right picture.
Well, and if you get a good one, you don't want to get
sure.
rid of that.
Right. And you might need that for
You
later.
Got the light just right or whatever. You're like, pfft. It took a minute.
You got something in the background that looks really small next to it.
Right.
You know, look at that giant vase. Oh, look how small it looks next to my man area.
When they confronted him about it, he said he didn't think he deserved to be fired. He suggested a one-week suspension instead, but they fired him.
Mm.
They also looked into pressing charges, but apparently he hasn't done anything illegal.
Oh.
And so now we're going to see an argument about whether or not he deserves to keep his job.
Right.
Does he?
Look, I'm fine with people doing and watching porn, and you know, that's all. People seem to really like that, and they have pictures of their junk, and I think that on a private level, that's fine. I think, you know, you start putting that on your work computer and using your work camera to take, I just feel like that's bad judgment and really inappropriate, and so, yeah, maybe you do get fired over that. People are like, you know, we want to work with people who know how to keep their porn private.
Right. Sarah.
Yara.
You love love.
Oh, my God. It's the best.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
What is the last thing you look at before you go to sleep?
The last thing I look at?
Is it your husband?
No, it's usually my iPad.
Right.
Yeah.
What's the last thing you look at before you go to bed?
Hot lens ring.
Probably television.
Right. What is the last thing
you... Yeah, the same as usually. I watch television.
Yeah.
What about you?
It's my iPad, yeah. I usually read music news is the last thing I read, and then I sack out. That's it.
I can't believe you even bring it in there. You're all about, you know, the plot,
I am,
the sanctuary,
but I also find myself, you know, in bed at 7:30 at night. Sometimes I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ, me and my 4-year-old are going to bed at the same time.
And pretty soon her bedtime will be later than yours.
Probably. Mm. Yeah.
She's going to be putting you to bed.
Mm-hmm. Night, Daddy.
Anyway, 25% of people say it's their phone. I think they're lying. There's even more. 93% of people say they sleep with their phone within arm's reach.
Mm. Mine's across the room because that's where I have to get out of bed to turn off the alarm.
10% keep it under their pillow.
Oh. Boy, that's a tumor waiting to happen. Can I sleep on that thing every night? Yikes.
That is worrisome, isn't it?
It is.
Anyway, most people aren't saying their person.
Yeah.
The last thing they look at before they go to bed.
We don't go to bed at the same time.
Exactly.
Not I might look at them last. It's the first thing I see in the morning in the dark, so I don't actually see them.
Oh. Over Pilimanjaro?
Pilimanjaro. Well, when I stand up, I can see over that.
Okay, good.
I stand up, I leave, and I usually say, I love you. Because I want, you know, if anything happens to me, or I want the last thing that I said to him to be, I love you.
Yeah.
He doesn't respond, ever.
Well, because he's asleep. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
Okay.
4 and 5 says, so where do we sign up to impregnate every woman on the planet?
You tell them.
Dude, I don't know. I don't know where you sign up for that. Or why you'd want that.
Responsibility? That seems like that. Your wages are going to get garnished.
It's going to be. That's a child support bill.
And a half.
Sarah's impersonation. Sarah's Pete impersonation is spot on.
Yeah, I do a good. I mean, I fell right into that. I didn't even know I did him. But I really started to be him. I liked it.
New York.
Yeah.
4 and 5 says, growing up, I trained with Tanya Harding. Says, this is 415. I don't know who this is.
Oh.
Growing up, I trained with Tanya Harding. Bonnie's assessment of the movie was spot on. Too sympathetic. Laying blame on everyone except Tanya herself. Not a very good reflection of the real scene I saw daily.
I, Tanya.
Someone said that Christy is in that movie, but I wonder if they meant some other...
Well, I think it's someone plays the role of Christy.
Yeah, it might have been during some of the competition scenes or whatever, but I don't think that they feature her as...
Right, a character.
Yeah.
There she is.
Oh, did she just walk in?
Look
there
at her.
There she is. Hi, Christy.
What a nice lady.
She has a trophy with her.
She's got her...
She has her mirror ball. She won Dancing with the Stars.
Is that right?
Yeah, on the 6th season, right, in 2006?
I wonder...
2006.
So when you signed up for that, were you
She can't hear.
That's
you know what? Let's break. We'll spend plenty of time with Christy Yamaguchi. She's coming up next here on The Alice.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.